Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly and Happy Hanukkah, everybody. it's been a while since our last episode came out. You know, life, our work schedules, the usual. We're going to pick
Christmas
up
music right now.
We've been hearing Christmas music at the restaurant since the day after Thanksgiving.
No, since before Thanksgiving.
They played it before Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
I worked the day before. I didn't hear it. And we're closed on Thanksgiving. But I know they put up the Christmas decorations on Monday before Thanksgiving, and I wanted to strangle somebody.
Oh, look, it's Tabasco.
Tabasco's here?
Tabasco!
Yeah, Tabasco!
Hi, Tabasco!
Hey,
Anyways, but... we're gonna pick up where we left off last time, which is introducing Allison and her motivations for this project and her general personality, and we thought we would just go ahead and start with her own self-description before we try and rip her a new one.
Yo. So, I'm Allison, as y'all may know. I'm Hispanic. I'm an Aquarius.
Do you know your blood type?
Hell fucking no, I don't know. I've been trying to find it out.
I embarrassed her, so I have to embarrass you now.
I don't even know what freaking blood type I am, or what if... I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah. I have a fear of needles.
Oh, that might be why you don't know.
I remember... my mom took me when I was young on base to go get my blood drawn. Mm. They always had to sit me in one of the soldiers' laps while they held me down.
Held you down.
And, like, one dude held me from my waist, another dude held my arm down. And,
like, I'm just imagining you as a really fat baby, just like, no!
I wasn't too fat. I was kind of skinny, but not that skinny.
Oh, I mean, like, baby. Like, fat baby.
Yeah. They held me down until I was 6.
Oh!
And then they just made my mom do it.
It's like, yeah, can you give me some hard drugs so that I can get these shots, my man?
I know, like, and then somebody had to hold my face away from me.
Have you gotten the meningitis one yet?
For meningitis? I think they gave me the spray for that.
Oh, the spray one, yeah.
I went in early enough, I'm like, give me the fucking nose spray.
Yeah, because otherwise somebody's going to lose their teeth.
Like, I can't. I still cry. I remember one time I was getting my college vaccinations, and they took me in. They didn't have. There was one I couldn't get the nose spray for. Mm. Like, shit. And so I'm there, and I'm asking my mom to hold her hand, and she's like, "Get away from me! Get the fuck away from me!" I'm
Parents.
Like, "Wow,
yeah, wow."
Such parental love.
Yeah. 104, your order is not ready. Please, 104, your order.
Oh, yeah. We're still at work.
We're at the restaurant today.
Yeah.
But enough
but,
of my...
But they made us all go home early,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
And well, actually, y'all weren't even supposed to work today.
Yeah. Only one of the two were supposed to be... One of the three were supposed to be working.
Yeah, just
only
me.
Suzanne was supposed to be working, but no.
And they called the other... Like, why did they call y'all in?
Freaking Slenderman.
Well,
because he told me somebody called in.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they were sick.
But yeah, it was Benjamin who had called out because he's got, like, this horrible toothache and, like, he hadn't eaten anything and he can barely talk. And it kind of looks like he's, like, strung out, but it's legitimately just he can't eat anything, so he's, like, slowly dying until he gets enough money to get his tooth pulled out.
I'm like...
Capitalism!
I'm like, hey, we got a pair of pliers somewhere back there.
That's true! The ones that we used to fix the toilet.
Oh, wow. I'm like, either that or we can have somebody just whack
it. We actually need to fix the women's toilet because, you know, it keeps running. And I've told Slenderman so many times now, but because it's in the women's bathroom, Slenderman. He doesn't care.
Wait until it's the men's bathroom.
Actually has some type of feelings towards women. From what I've seen so far.
I heard a rumor, but we're not going to talk about that on the podcast. He's doing an interview exactly opposite the glass inside the restaurant. Anyway, but yeah, he's literally chose the table directly across from us inside the restaurant to do an interview. Probably because it's right next to the trash can, but that's beside the point.
Where my life is?
just in the garbage. It's not in the garbage, I am garbage.
I know. Just throw me in the dumpster.
I know, okay. So what made you want to help me with this project for Manager Thaddeus?
boredom.
Boredom.
And I thought it would be funny. I'm like, it's a fucked up gift.
Yeah.
Why not just go along with it? I'm like...
One of the other managers
thinks I'm a fucking freak, so...
Well, we kind of are, but, like, not the way he thinks we are.
Yeah,
in a different way.
He just thinks we're weirdos.
In a different way. We, like... Okay, so we have, our manager, Melody, like, we have played so many pranks on Thaddeus, like, since it started, and it's just great.
And just for our friends at home, could you tell us just like a little bit about what type of person you are, your personality?
Well, I'm nice to people until you cross me, then I'll be a full-blown bitch. I'm like, I'm really loyal to my friends. Like, I'll help you out with whatever you need. I think I'm a good friend and a good person.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty true, yeah.
Yeah, but cross me and I'll...
You will regret it.
Yeah. I'll be a blown out, big blown bitch. So
I mean, do you have anything else like to say about yourself or like?
I'm a bit of a freak and a weirdo.
Take that as you will.
Yep. Yes. Perceive that any way you want.
What about you? Do you have any like?
What you got, Lindsay? What you got? We had to stop a lot.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Allison. Everything she has to say about herself is pretty valid. I'll give her that.
Yeah, because you've known her a lot longer than I have.
Yeah, she's definitely a really great friend. She's always there when you need her.
Oh, thank you.
And, okay. I'm trying to find something bad to say about you. It's hard. I have to dig deep.
Well, like, if there's nothing bad to say, like, you don't have to bring up, like, trauma from, like, 6 years ago so that she'll, like, stab you in your sleep.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to be funny, but it's not working. She's just a great person.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, I mean, I would pretty much agree with that.
Oh,
but,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just for future reference, she can make fideo for shit.
Fuck you, I knew I should have. My mom said one cup of each. So I did one cup of each.
And ramen.
No, ramen. Last time I cooked for you.
I'm grateful. But still.
I don't know. How did you? Tell us the story.
Okay. My mom
started at the beginning, yeah.
No, like, I was cooking it and I took out water and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, we were watching a show, and okay. So I just left it to boil.
Oh.
So it just turned a little
disintegrated.
Softer. No, it was still noodle-shaped. It was just softer than my mom usually.
It was noodle-shaped. Yes, the food was noodle-shaped. Mm-hmm.
It was just softer, yeah. And my mom likes it.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, you're, like, trying to downplay. You're like, I'm just bored. That's why I'm doing it. I feel like you also derive, like, a perverse sense of pleasure from planning this. Maybe not as much as I do, but that, like, there's some, like, internal enjoyment.
I got something. No, I do have, like, a twisted sense of humor.
Yeah. And, like, yeah.
I do like dark humor a lot. Mm. A lot of my friends from high school would vouch for that.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, unless y'all got more shit to say.
No.
Okay, hi everyone, it's Allison. Normally Suzanne is doing this, but right now we're doing introductions for her. And so, here she is. Suzanne, you got anything to say about yourself?
I guess so. Let's see. I'm, like, short as, just like all the women that work at the restaurant. And I'm real ethnically confused because I'm like Hispanic and I'm Jewish and lots of other things. Yeah, I don't think it's possible to look any whiter than me without being like full blown ginger. I'm only like 70% ginger.
Albino. That's a thing.
Yeah, no, there's an albino kid in my high school and I was not that much darker than him. Because like this is me with a tan. But like, yeah. This is me with a tan.
What's your blood type?
I am a Virgo Libra cusp, and my blood type is B negative.
Okay.
Which is the rarest blood type in the world, because I'm a weirdo. Ay. Ay. Also, my Briggs-Meyer type is INTP.
You're what?
I'm an INTP.
What's that mean?
Introverted, let's see. I am introverted, knowing, thinking, perceiving. So it basically just means like I like to stay to myself and think about useless things. Yeah.
Like
daydream
boxes.
Daydream a lot and like.
Or things that are sticky.
Come up with.
Oh yeah, this is guest starring okay, Lindsay's little sister, Beelzebub, aka Bubby.
Yeah, little bub.
No, it's Bubs.
Little Bubs. Little Bubs. Anyways, but.
It's your girl, Little Bub.
That didn't sound like a girl.
Welcome to the party, children.
Oh my God. Ready to get off this
beach? Let's see. I like to
Why
dress.
Why you drop the soap?
All right. So I think the first example of me doing something like this is the first guy I was engaged to. I was really mad at him because he was ignoring me. So I went with my best friend. And we went to the store, and it's like one of those like chocolate Valentine whatever stores. And I bought $50 worth of chocolate and a really expensive card and a box with like a bow. And I put all the chocolate in the box. And on the card, I wrote in German, the word gift was used as a euphemism for poison for so long that that's now what it means. Enjoy your chocolate. Put it inside the box, gave it to him, and then made him eat it in front of me. And of course it wasn't poison, but he was like sweating bullets. And then on another occasion, I was really mad at one of my managers back when I worked in retail. And he was quitting after only working there for 6 weeks. And he promised he was gonna stay there for like forever. So I got like pretty pissed. And what I did is I like rush ordered one of those giant like cookie things. It's like 2 feet wide by like a foot and a half. And I had them write like new low score and then like a sassy emoji face on it, and I wrote a eulogy. And so on his last day at work, I like brought it into the stock room and we put candles in it, and I read it like it was his own funeral, and then I made him eat a piece of it after we pretended that he was already dead. So I have some experience being a little bit over the top, I would say. All right, and so that's, I think, all that anyone needs to know about me, and I think that would explain a lot about my motivation.
Your dog.
The dog is literally, like, climbing Mount Everest into her lap, and it's, like, kind of adorable, but also slightly troubling.
Why? Because at the same time, it's kind of like if a dog...
Talkies.
Don't
let him get your talkies.
Climbs into your lap, up your leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when like kittens use you as a tree.
Yeah. Your dog is
She's like petting the dog like an evil supervillain pets the cat in the movie.
Well, it's about right because the dog
petting intensifies.
He's not anorexic. He's not fat.
When I use him as a footrest, I can feel his entire spine and ribs.
You're supposed to be able to.
Don't use him as a footrest. Second of all, he's a normal, healthy-sized Boston Terrier. Now leave him alone.
Yeah, no, like,
leave my baby
you're
alone.
Supposed to be able to see, like...
Okay, anyways, let's get back to roasting Lindsay.
Wow.
We already roasted Lindsay.
Don't roast Lindsay again.
Wow.
I get enough roasting from each and every one of the coworkers I have every single second of me breathing.
Wow.
Okay. We're roasting Suzanne.
Okay, fine.
I legit just got roasted when we were at work today. Like
so many times. You get roasted every day at work. It's
nobody
so bad.
That's the tea.
Maybe if you actually knew people's names and talked to them, you wouldn't have this problem.
Well,
talking to people sucks.
Come up to me, I'm antisocial.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
Well,
antisocial my ass.
Like, you've worked there how long and you didn't even know his name?
Who?
And you thought he was like 25?
Oh. Okay, listen. I walked in, I met people, I met coworkers and stuff.
You know like three people at work.
I work
including
three people
two
in the front. What do you want me to do?
You
chill in the back
with
while the
people.
Grill people and stuff?
Yes, that's what I do.
I have to work.
I work too?
I don't know if you know this. And I don't go to work on my days off. I don't live close enough to do that like y'all.
I don't go on my days off Except for one time.
Well, maybe I should start going on days off. I don't know, guys. I'm sorry.
I don't even... The only reason I go to work on my days off is because they call me into work.
No, there's some time where you go to work on your days off and you're like...
And so now I've been dared to eat a Takis for the first time in my life. And I tasted it a little bit because I stuck it in my mouth. And this is going to be an adventure.
It was Bubs.
Yeah, Bubs shoved a Takis.
Yeah. She just called you.
Wow. That was beautiful. So in other news, Lindsay, maybe broke her nose. And again, I'm going to eat this thing that people are trying to convince me is actually food and not a war crime.
I've never even eaten, so I'm not involved in that.
Dude, just eat it.
Okay, fine.
If you throw up on Bubba.
No, don't throw up on me!
It's all your fault.
Yeah, you stuck it in your mouth.
You stuck it in my mouth.
Because I'm trying to make you taste it. Well, at the same time, you're white.
You think ketchup is spicy. She's not white!
Our white coworkers are going to come at me with pitchforks.
Walk it off, Tyler!
Okay. No, if you think I'm that white, I can tell you about an Indian guy that's whiter than me. Because we went on a date to Guajillo's, right?
Oh, God.
No, we went on a date to Guajillo's, and he had never eaten that kind of, like, Mexican food before.
Mm-hmm.
He'd only eaten Tex-Mex. And so he's like, okay, like, I don't eat beef because, like, I grew up in India, and it, like, tastes weird. I don't eat pork either. And I was like, okay, I'll order you some chicken. And I got him pollo a la mexicana, and I got, like, the bistec. And he's eating it, and the look on his face, it's, like, not even hot. There's, like, one bell pepper in it. And he's, like, sweating his face off. He's like, it's so hot. And I'm like, and I was over there thinking to myself, like, oh, I was going to flag down a waiter and get some hot sauce. Because it was basically just tomatoes. So bad.
I mean, you think an Indian person can handle their spicy.
Yeah, and I said that. And then my aunt was like, you're being racist. And I'm like, well, you're kind of right.
Yeah.
You're kind of not wrong.
I mean, I'm Mexican, but... I mean,
I can eat a whole jalapeno. Like, it's like no big deal. I don't know why you'd want to, but I can.
They're nasty. I can't even take spicy food.
But, like, yeah, when I first moved to Florida, I, like, they were, like, passing one around, like, daring each other to eat it for $20, and I was like, deal. So I just ate it.
I mean, I'd eat one for $20, but I'd throw it back up.
I wouldn't. I would just swallow it like a grown-up.
Anyway, it's time to roast Lindsay. I mean, so...
And now for what we've all been waiting for since this project began. Woo! The roasting of Suzanne.
I'm sorry. I'm, like, trying to crack my back.
Well, stop. Are you going to knock your soda all over the floor? Hold and I'm going to make you it. Lick it up.
What the fuck?
Man, no, move. No, I know how to pop your back.
No, guys.
No.
Stop. We're literally recording right now.
I want to roast her.
Well, roast her.
Then roast her! Sit down.
You cat.
What?
I can't say the other word.
Just roast her. Okay. So.
I'm a mean bitch, number one.
Who likes to throw Lindsay under the bus?
Hey, it was honest, true.
She's like the opposite of JoJo Siwa, though. She doesn't know how to act.
Lindsay's roasting right now.
Okay.
So, I know how to act. I just don't. Oh, do you have prepared remarks?
No.
She was, like, scrolling through her phone, and I was like, damn, did she write down some bullet points?
A whole list, yes.
You could make a whole list, though. I know there's enough there.
Probably.
I'm a horrible person.
Go. So, Suzanne, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
Especially on drive-thru. That drives me freaking nuts.
Oh my Just gosh, don't speak so. To me.
On drive, I avoid her at all costs because, well, in general, actually, when I'm trying to, like...
Have a good day at work.
If I try and ask Suzanne a question or ask her to do something, she doesn't say anything. She just looks at me with this dead ass stare and raises one eyebrow like, what the fuck do you want?
That's just the way my face looks.
No, it's like,
more like, the fuck you just say, bitch?
And I never get a response back. Like, I can be like, hey, can you go grab that tray from right there? Can you pass me this? And she's just like, eyebrow. Like, and I'm just like,
are you fucking kidding me?
That's just the way my...
I feel so left out of the conversation.
So I know better now. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it all myself.
Yeah.
But, what else?
That, I mean, that's pretty true,
though. And she doesn't, she does not throw me under the bus, but...
when she does...
fucking tattle. I know I can't do any crimes in front of her, because she'll be the first one to snitch on me.
Bitch, when have I snitched on you? Can you give me, like, an example?
Malt vinegar.
Hey, and he asked me if I did it.
And the wasn't even really my fault.
I didn't say you did it. I was just like...
multiple people.
Tell the story. Nah.
No, everybody knows these.
We already told the malt vinegar story, so you can just refer back to episode 1 if you need a little refresher. But I didn't throw you under the bus because it literally was something you did.
No, it was partially my fault, but it was all my fault.
And no, it's not all your fault, but that's just the way the story came out. No one told me anything else. Like, did Lexi like poke you, and that's why you dropped the malt vinegar?
No.
Well, then it's your fault for dropping it.
No, I thought you were talking about the money.
No. So, okay.
For the vinegar, it was all my fault. But okay. Still, the fact that you had to...
So, with the money thing, the first time that we had the money problem, that one was, like, legit.
Okay,
actually,
that was all me. That was...
the second time we had the money problem, part of it was you. And the third time, it was not your fault at all. But I didn't blame you for the third time. I blamed you for part of the second time.
Slenderman blamed you for the third time.
Yeah, that's Slenderman's fault.
He just straight...
You know, I get pulled aside. He's like, look, you got to get it together. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, all I got was cards or hundreds, and I don't deal with either. Like,
yeah. So, like, with the second time, when we were short 75, I was like, well... I mean, Lindsay probably did some of it, but, like, definitely not the whole thing. Like, she's not stealing money. And so it turned out there were, like, three different people who had, like, messed up that day.
I feel like they it was like
you
against me at work.
It was, like, you. It was Lexi. So, in other news, would you like to explain?
I'm the cat. I'm the cat. And apparently I just broke... Suzanne's shoe was not on purpose.
Yeah, she like ripped half of the sole of my shoe off.
I told you to buy super glue. Did you listen?
No. Do you ever listen to my good advice at work? No.
When have you given good advice?
Always.
When?
Like yesterday when I kept telling you to do your fucking job and make the custard while I was on dry food.
I don't know how to make custard.
Bitch, how long have you worked there?
Oh, you mean the Sunday?
There were like 6 times. You were chatting with the managers and everyone in the back. And I was like, can you make this custard? And you were just like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I mean, I'm not mad that you're talking to everyone in the back. Because I do that shit too. But like, there were like customers and shit.
Dude, nobody was there that day. I mean, you had drive-through people, but nobody was there, remember?
That's my point. That's why why can't she make the fucking custard?
I made some of those custards.
I got scared because I thought you were yelling at me, and there was no customers in the lobby, and I had already done all my, like, closing stuff, and I was just waiting to, like, actually close.
Yeah.
And you're like, do your fucking job! And I was like, what?
Honestly, I had forgotten you were even there. I thought you had gone home.
Wow.
I was literally only yelling at her.
I'm that invisible to you. And I got pissed off too. I got like sad but pissed off at the same time.
No.
Like, what the fuck? I did my job. Like, what do you want?
But no, like, okay.
I stopped because it was like only a few minutes away from my going home. And I'm like, fuck it then. Nobody is dying.
A few minutes. She stopped doing her job an hour before she left. Like, but, and you know what? If she had been clocked out, like, I literally wouldn't have cared because I do that shit all the time. But she was still getting paid to gossip. And I was a little salty.
She wasn't gossiping. She was face swapping on Snapchat. Thank you very much.
That was earlier in the day.
That was towards closing. No!
Yeah, I started getting up around closing.
An hour before!
No, I started around like 8.
Yeah, we closed at 10.
I got off at 9.
An hour before.
It was like 8:30.
That's not true.
I don't give a shit. Oh well.
Okay, you got your custard. It doesn't matter. You got it just happened.
Yeah, because I made it myself.
Okay. Okay, so Lindsay, you have anything else to say about Suzanne?
Not really. I mean, she's pretty cool. She's just sassy.
That's yeah, way too
she's
sassy.
Cool and sassy. Yep.
I guess I'd say you're a really cool person. I do like talking with you sometimes.
I mean, I am a bitch though. Like, yeah, you can. I'm not gonna deny that.
You can be pretty bitchy, just like me. But yeah, it's just like you have your moments.
Yeah.
Or you.
But I mean, like, I'll always like help y'all. Like, yeah, if y'all need anything, like,
you're
I'm never gonna just
like. You're a good friend too.
Like sometimes I try and be like mean and be like, nah, you do it yourself. And then like I see y'all struggling and I'm like, JK, never mind. I'm not that mean.
Yeah.
Cause like, I don't know. Like, I worry, like, a lot about, like, what the customers think and everything. Like, I'm always, like, constantly, like, worried, like, if the way I say something, like, comes across as rude or anything mm-hmm. like that. Or, like, I worry if it'll, like, reflect badly, like, on the company.
Sometimes you do annoy me because you're a little bit too much, like a goody-two-shoes, and it pisses
But that's
me off.
Literally my personality.
I know, but it's so annoying.
Like, I don't even, like, jaywalking, like...
I'm like, just fucking do it. Nobody gives a shit.
But it's against the rules.
Nobody
That's cares. That's literally the only reason I'm a trainer at work, though, is because, like, I'm a goody-two-shoes, and they know that I'll follow every single rule, like, the way it is. Like, how many Pretty times much. Have y'all heard me, like, I think it's dumb, but that's what they told me to do, so that's what I'm gonna do, because that's what they pay me to do.
Like how you fought with the test dummy over the freaking salt and pepper shaker.
But the video says that the salt shaker goes that way.
Nope, I think you're the only one that actually listened to the video.
I struggled to listen to the video because it was very quiet.
The dog's just like, what?
He's like, what the hell are you talking about?
But, I try and follow all the instructional videos, and I've read the whole handbook, the employee handbook.
We have an employee handbook.
Yeah, we have an employee handbook. You actually signed a piece of paper when you started working there saying that you read it.
I did?
Yeah.
Richard just told me he signed this, and that's it.
Yeah. And so I've read the whole employee handbook, I've watched all the videos, I've been thinking about watching the videos again, actually.
I was supposed to actually finish the video for the custard, but I never did.
Oops. Well, yeah, you should probably do that.
He says there's more videos for us to watch, and he's like, yeah, that's why I don't like you guys switching days, because you have certain videos you're supposed to watch. You haven't gotten through all of them. I was like,
y'all worked there forever.
When are you going to show us the videos? Honestly,
yeah.
It's been too long.
I've only seen, like, 2 videos.
I've seen, like, 5 videos.
Yeah, there's only... I've only seen, like, 5.
I think I've seen, like, 5. I've only seen 2.
Yeah. And then part
Either
of
that, or I've just watched videos over and over and over again because
no, there's like there's like 5 of them you're supposed to watch.
I've only seen
because there's the general one, 2 general ones about the store, 1 about being cashier, 1 about lobby, 1 about drive through, and 1 about custard.
I don't think I've seen one about drive through.
I've only seen
the custard one for sure.
I've only seen the cashier. I've seen part of the custard one, like maybe a minute or 2.
Yeah.
And then, like,
I mean,
I think I saw the lobby one, but not
I don't
really.
Know.
I don't remember.
Like
but that's about it.
To me, the biggest thing that I would change about work is, like, I have trouble, like, remembering stuff. So, like, I would really, I know it sounds, like, dumb, but it's because I'm a goody-two-shoes kind of person. I wish there was, like, a checklist to, like, go down.
We have
Especially
one.
For when we're close. No, because it's all on the iPad now.
Oh.
There's not a paper one anymore. There used to be when I started working there. And I really wish there were, like a checklist or something. Not that I would, like, mark it off or anything, but it was, like, laminated on the wall so I could be like, oh, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this. And, like, have it in, like, the basic order. Like, at this time, pick up the mats. At this time, take in the fry sauce. You know, something like that.
Is it because of last night?
No. No, I just always want it because I'm always scared I'm going to forget something. But you finished before I did last night, I thought.
I think I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
But like...
I was proud of myself.
Yeah, that. You pre-closed real hard. It wasn't that busy, so it was good.
That's why I was pre-closed hard.
Yeah. I thought you were actually going to finish like a long time before you did. But then I realized like, oh... That you hadn't done, yeah.
And well, that's the longest, like, most time-consuming part, but that's what I have to do last.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just not do it last.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, when she closes, like, I usually, like, I finish and then I help, like, get the other mop.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But just, well, like...
Well, too, because I hate, because Slenderman always makes me close at the last minute.
Well, yeah, but that's one thing. He's like that with everybody.
I know, but I don't...
And this is why I like working with,
Everyone else? So, we've reached the end of the second episode. Does anybody have any, like, comments or remarks they'd like to share? Any clarifications they'd like to give in case somebody gets the wrong idea?
We're not asshole bitches.
Okay, I am an asshole bitch, but not, like, as
you're not
bad as it, like, bad. Yeah.
Okay, one thing I do have to say, anything we say in here, like, it's not meant to, like, go at anybody's throat or, like,
no offense or anything. For all of this.
All of this is with the intent of hoping to make a joke out of it or get some kind of laugh. Yeah.
This is no offense to anybody. It's not meant to hurt anybody's feelings or anything.
Just before you get butt hurt, you know.
It's all said with love.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to study this.